Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. Ronald Holt.
Yes, sir.
I'd say you're in the house, but we're not at the house. We're at the Grizzly Jig Show here in Missouri. And look at you. You're up here. The good thing about this is, been wanting to track you down at some point, and we found each other. And Ronald has a guide service down on Sardis and Enid. And so he's a crappie fisherman, and we're going to learn more about crappie fishing. Tell us your progression into crappie fishing. Did it start with your dad?
Well, really, to be honest with you, he didn't do that much of crappie fishing, but I just gradually transferred from bass fishing kind of to crappie fishing, and grew up in Arkansas, but ended up down Mississippi and enjoy catching those bigger crappie, you know what I mean? Catching three-quarter pounders to three-pounders, and if you enjoy crappie fishing, it doesn't take long that
I liked how you paused and you said, I'm from Mississippi. Like, oh, that is the great state of Mississippi when it comes to crappie fishing. And you're literally guiding on two of the big four, which is kind of big three, but that's a different story altogether.
That's a story for a different day.
That's right. So how did you end up, did you end up in that area because of work, or you just moved there?
No, I still have a home in Arkansas, but I go down there and fish about 4 days a week.
Wow.
And I'll go and guide and try to come home. I still enjoy going to church and
family. Yep.
And try to go fish from like Wednesday to Friday.
Right.
Some Tuesday to Friday sometimes, and then enjoy coming back home. And then I am retired, so it gives me a little chance to enjoy what I like to do, and also get to take my grandchildren and do all that the other days. So we enjoy it. I enjoy it, and it's just so much fun to take people and see the smiles and the way they react when they pull a fish out to their personal best. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. So when did you start guiding?
I've been guiding for about 10 years.
10 years. And so in 10 years, did you start at Sardis only and then work your way over?
I did. And I started and then become real good friends with Les Smith.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We know Les.
If you don't know his name, you're probably not very big in the fishing industry.
Not in the crappie world.
And he's become a great friend. And I have been schooled by, I consider, the best
power fisherman
mm-hmm. around. Yep. And I enjoy taking people out. And I got a 23.5-foot bay boat. And I take several. I especially enjoy taking kids.
Right.
And it's big enough for older people. I'm 65 now, and younger kids, that big boat's sure nice.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. And if you don't know, those two lakes and almost some of the other lakes in Mississippi, when they say it's 5 miles an hour.
Add a one to it.
Yeah, in front of the five.
That's exactly.
Not behind. Well, 51 would be a little too fast, but 15 mile an hour can be quite a chop. So when you start out 10 years ago, not really live scope.
Oh,
right?
No.
So you were spider rigging back in the day, right?
Spider rigging
and power trolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got more into the. I used to just pull crankbaits, long line and stuff. But as I got around less more, I got to pushing the crankbaits and the fin spins, Pro Series fin spins. Those crappie magnets, they are an awesome thing, along with your jigs.
Yep.
And we have just enjoyed it to no end. And this last couple, 2 or 3 years, I went to pulling picos on these planer boards.
Yep.
And my gosh, I think I've got 10 of the bumblebees. And
yeah, stop saying that color. Can't get them to. We got 41 other colors.
I've had 10 on at one time.
Wow.
Several times this year.
We'll get to the pulling crankbait, but you were saying, so mostly you pulled and you power fished and you long lined, is what you were doing. And then at some point, you transferred over, didn't you? You decided that fishing wasn't, I think your words were, just you didn't find it fun.
Yeah. Well, with the live scoping and the amount of pressures put on the fish down in Mississippi anymore, when it gets to clearer water, you have to cast to them.
Right.
And they've been chased. Right. They know what's going on.
They know the gas score.
And so the boards allows you to fish away from your boat.
Yep.
And allows you to get – they don't know you're there.
Uh-huh.
And between them and doing the same thing off the front that we do out there, then I'll catch – most time it's close to being even, but I'll catch lots of days – you know, on the boards, pulling the cranks out the side, I'll catch two to every one I catch off front.
Well, we'll talk about these boards we'll just talk about them now. So the TX-12 is the one that's really popular for crappie fishing.
Right.
And so this one doesn't have the flag kit. I guess I grabbed the wrong one. You use the flags
yes,
or not?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do?
I do use the flags. You don't have to. You can set your reels to where they...
Right.
Make the little chirping sound, you know, and the light drag.
Yep.
But in rougher wind, more waves, which is not uncommon sometimes down here,
right.
I like to tighten it up and then watch my flags.
Yeah, so a flag system would pull down and your flag pulls down like when you get a bite.
That's right.
And so this is actually one, this is just the planer board. This is how it comes. And so the great thing about it is you're literally explaining to them how you set up a planer board.
Yeah, I'll clip it on the clip it in here and you'll leave a extra line, but you run it through here and then you clip it, have extra line, and you clip it on the back. That way, yep. When the fish hits the flag,
right?
Pulls the flag down. If the line's tight, it won't ever pull the flag down. So you can have slack in your line between the two clips. But hey, guys,
they're pretty simple to use because people overthink these, don't
that's
they?
That's right. And if you've never done it, the first day you go out, you'll think, well, that's too much to that.
Right.
But after you commit to them and you see the amount of fish that you catch.
Right.
Versus the other way, it won't take long. You'll say, well, it gets simpler. I'll put it to you that way. It gets a whole lot simpler, quicker.
So tell us about how you have your boat set up. So from the front moving to the back.
Well, let's just say it's July.
Okay.
In the summertime fishing, fish has already got in the middle of the lakes.
They've done
everything they're supposed to do, and they've come back and they're out there in suspended 12-foot water, let's say.
Right.
And I have a live scope. I'll use my live scope to figure out. I'll let my line down on my front poles till I get to my target depth.
Right.
And I got line counter reels.
Yep.
I'll roll them up and I'll let that line out. Till it gets for 12-foot, I'll put it around 10 or whatever, and I'll check my line count and get the number. Then I go to the back. I put six poles out usually on the front, and then I'll take six of these and I'll put three out on each side,
right?
Pulling from the back, and whatever my line counters are on the front, that's what I do. Those I let those line counters out, and then I clip them on the board. I know I'm fishing the same depth on the back as I am on the front.
Do you stagger the depths then as these boards are going out? You stagger them so that they...
Early in the mornings, break a light, I may not even have a weight on them. I may just run a pole. I may put a line no more than 6 foot from this board.
Right.
Gets a shallow bite. It's early in the morning. But when that sun comes up in the summertime, those fish will start going deeper as that sun gets higher. Then I'll run a 2 or 3 ounce weight on them. That board will handle a 3 ounce weight.
Yeah.
And I'll run it up to 1.5, 1.7, 1.8. And it's more of a kind of like an old dog out there in the yard. That car goes by, he got to get up and chase it down. They can't stand it.
So how far – now, you talked about the distance from the lure, the crankbait, to the lure, and you talked about 6 foot back. Like, give us some more depths. Like, how deep might you run – because we're talking about from the clip here, going back to your crankbait.
Okay, I run a leader.
Uh-huh.
I'll run up 10 or 15 pound test line to my to my leader. Then I'll have
right.
Then I'll have about a 5 foot leader, and I'll go down 2 foot, and I'll put a clip on there so I can go hook it to a jig, and then at the bottom go another 3 foot, and then I'll put a crankbait. I'll run a jig above a crankbait.
Right. Yep.
And that's 5 foot, and then, but then I'll let it down like 6 more foot. As you're going 1.7, 1.8 mile an hour through there, that's going right up in you know, the water column early in the mornings. You know, you just pull that line on in, take the weight off of. If you got one of these clip-on weights, that's a 3-ouncer there. I run threes in the summer when it gets really warm. Water temperature gets probably above 80 degrees, but when it's still a little bit cooler, I'll run a 1 or 2 ounce weight and slow down a little bit and it very, very productive way to catch fish. I just no way in the world if you're like the power troll and troll, this is just adding to it. It just makes it twice as good.
And that's really the setup, like Les uses and you use is the jig, and then it drops down to the crankbait and it's going forward. So you're pushing up front and then in the back, then you've added this. So this actually, and you've talked about the two lakes that you guide on, super popular lakes. And so this is for those crappie that get spooky, isn't it?
If you don't think the fish is not going around your boat, put one of these out.
Right.
Because, I watch them. And as I'm coming to them, sometimes I watch them, and they'll just go to the bottom.
Right.
Or they go to the sides.
Yep.
Well, you're not going to catch those fish, you know. But when they go to that side, they run into those boards out there. You're pulling that crankbait, and I'm running them 150, 175 foot, the furthest one out.
Right.
And they don't know a boat's in the state of Mississippi.
Not much of a shadow coming off of this compared to your 23-foot Skeeter, right?
That's right, and they don't know I'm there. And I'm telling you, I've seen times where I'd look up and only have one board in the water because we was so busy.
You know? Uh-huh.
So it is very, very, very productive.
So do you use a stern planer too? So explain to them what a stern planer is.
Well, it just drags directly behind your boat.
It's just a big cork.
But it still has the same principle. You can adjust your depth.
Uh-huh.
Besides just throwing the crankbait out and putting it 75 to 150 foot, you have an educated guess how deep it is, but you don't really, really know.
Right.
If you're running a weight on that crankbait and you clip this board, you know how deep you're fishing.
You don't have to run a weight, because I use them and I don't run weights, and I let them go back and just free line, let them be way like 80 feet out. Of course, we have deeper water than what you might be fishing, so you might not be trying to get down that far.
Yeah, there's not very many places, you know. I mean, you know, those crankbaits, you know, they're going to dive, 12, 15
feet? Uh-huh, 12, 15.
You know, but if you put a weight on them, you can put them deeper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You put your 3 ounce weight.
But you can also stay at that depth. You can target that depth by what you want.
That's what I'm trying to do. It's not that I don't think there's other fish, those other depths, but they're not. I'm telling you that sometimes you look on there and they'll just be like a line in the water.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're just 10 to 12 foot, 10 to 12 foot, just constantly.
Right.
So where you want to fish. You want to fish right where the fish is at. You're going to catch more fish if you can target them. So if I can run that crankbait 9, 10 foot, I mean, a foot or two above them, and drag it right over their heads. And I'm presenting a jig in front and a crankbait behind it. And that crankbait's rattling, making a little noise.
Yeah.
Pretty deadly combination.
That is a good combination. Plus you have multiple, having multiple rods out.
That's right. It
lets you also see what depth they're at, right? Because you don't, it's not 15 foot on all, they're all going to run 15 foot. That's you run it so it stagger out until you figure it out, right?
When you figure out where they're at, then you can set every pole the same.
And the color.
That's exactly right.
And the color. So when you, let's just say I went with you and it was July and I got in your boat. Tell me your color. Would you start with different colors on the outside? Each different color? Or are you going to have orange, bone orange? I know how you guys are. Bone orange, you go down to Mississippi.
Well, if it's got, I'll have to have something that's got some pink on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Pink splatter back.
Yeah, got to have some pink. Got to have a little orange or something. Right. Or
there, yeah.
You know, but at Bumblebee, I'll have a couple of them out.
Yeah.
This last year, every year is different. You got to understand, though, this year, next year may be a pink splatter.
Yeah.
But they'll, I'm telling you, fish will get,
they get in something the groove,
in the water
they?
That they're eating that resembles, and they're going to go to it. And once you figure that out, you know, I'm bad to put a lot of something on. If they're biting it, I'm going to put it on there. You know what I mean? I'm switch over.
I wish you had your tackle box here so we could show the people, like, the colors. But I'll bet anything, and I haven't seen it, but you got rows of 6 and 8 of one color.
I've got a tackle.
Do you have that one that flips?
I do. I've got one. Yeah. And I've got one that's got 96 in it. You know, it just hangs.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But I got a small one.
Uh-huh.
That if it's hot, it's in that.
All right.
You know what I mean? I'll keep this in a little box.
Right.
Here, and this is my go-to box starting out today. If these don't work, I may go somewhere else. But if I've been fishing for a month.
Right.
I've got my core baits right here.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna start out right here, you know. I used to say they'll bite anything in Mississippi as long as it's got a little pink in it. Well, now that bumblebee is a bad.
We've
bad
learned
food.
that purple in some of these colors, and a color that was hot for a while that is kind of cooled off, and I think this year will be that purple splatterback is going to come back, and it's going to be hot, and once you guys start telling everyone, then we see a lot of people like that's what they want. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by, of course, Pico Lures. And we've been talking about Pico Lures and crankbaits, and you use the deep divers. Do you use the square bill some?
Very little. But little. I do use them some. But
yeah.
But it really.
You guys get in a groove and you know what they run, and you don't like, you like. Keeping in that group. Well, when you're catching fish, I know why you change anyway.
Yeah, well, you don't fix what's not tore up.
That's right. So they have a complete line of deep diving crankbaits, but they also have the square bills. So you can check them out on picolures.com. We're also sponsored by B&M Poles. B&M Poles, of course, has a complete line of rods for crappie fishing. And Wes is using, I think, the Gunner, B&M
That's
Gunner.
What I'm using.
You're using the B&M Gunner. Yeah.
B&M Gunner. Great pole.
Yeah. Great for trolling. Planer boards, absolutely. Yeah. And then Sam Super Salty is what I use. And do you use that some too?
Yeah,
the
I've
Sam
used
Super
them.
Salty?
I've used them. And great, great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, good choices for pulling the planer boards, pulling crankbaits. So you can check them out at bnmpole.com. Ronald, if they want to go out fishing with you, pull some crankbaits and you know, get some planer board knowledge and go down to where you got some good crappie. How do they get hold of them?
How do they get hold of you? You can call me. Go to my Facebook page,
okay.
Post Crappie Guide Service. It has my phone number there. And, hey, I'm easy to get a hold of, and we'll schedule a day. Bring your grandkids.
Yeah,
I like,
definitely.
A lot of people don't like kids. I do. I love taking children. Older people, I took a guy, he's blind.
Right.
And me and his wife have been fishing. And, we hang a fish, I hand him the pole.
Yeah.
You know, these people, some people have handicaps. And, hey, I ain't got a problem with that. I want somebody to take me when I get where I can't go.
That's right. And it's good action, right?
Oh,
it's like. Man. Crankbait fishing, it's not like single poling where one person's fishing.
That's right. And everybody else is watching.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah, and if you can't have a good time doing this, you got something wrong. And and it's just a lot of activity, a lot of fun. You're not just sitting there looking at the screen all day long. And you're, especially for children, they get to reeling in fish for 150, 200 foot out. That's, you know, and then they're fighting the boards and the fish at the same time. A lot of fun.
That's right. There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp. Lures in the water.